Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Studying the most important thing that you could ever imagine in your life, or you should imagine,
the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We give you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment. We leave no stone unturned, no leaf unturned. We cross every T and dot every I. Why? We feel that because it's imperative that you get these critical analysis and assessment. And once done, you come to some firm conclusion. Don't take our word at it. Study for yourself. Continue to study. Because as far as study is concerned, for us, it doesn't stop till the caskets drop, truth be told. You know, our kings studied. They had to study. Well, some of them did. All of them should have. And the reason why they were told to study the Torah, because they would know righteousness and justice. Because the evidence doesn't lie. They lost. They dropped the ball. And so are we in this captivity. We're lost and we dropped the ball. Because we don't do due diligence, nor are we morally obligated, we feel, to search out the truth. We lean to our own understanding. We insert things in that are not true. And furthermore, we don't care about the truth. We care about our own version of the truth, not Yah's version. Well, you should care about Yah's version of the truth. See, we don't do skip to the loo, my darling. And you may say it to yourself, let's skip to the loo, Yom Suf. Well, go to that verse, go to that chapter, go to that book. Yah went all over the place. We keep it in context of the subject matter. Now, we may use verses from other books to underline the subject matter, but we don't do all this skip to the loo, my darling. So we keep you focused. Keep you focused and in context of the subject matter. And you may be asking, who is we, Yamsu? Katria from New York City and Sister Yehuda, who leads the next set of studies, which is in the Proverbs. So that's the who. And the what, as I said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless and praise his holy name. Well, before we get started, let me bring on Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Hootie, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Take your mic off, Sister Hootie. Your mic on?
I'm just talking real. Thank you. You know me.
Okay.
That is so funny. I'm just talking, and it just goes
down.
You're
talking your head off, and wasn't nobody hearing.
Oh, boy. I was saying to the people, just hopefully stay warm. It's cold in the Midwest and the East, in certain parts of the South. And hope they keep on. I just like to thank the Most High always. I'm here, and I'm able to participate in another study session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sister Julie. Katriel from New York City. Katriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Most High bless you.
Praise
the Holy One of Israel.
Huh? Praise Yah. I said, bless you, brother. Praise Yah.
Appreciate it. Bless you, too, Sister Yahudi. I thought you went back on me.
She probably talking on the phone. Thank you. Oh, it's on mute.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's been bringing us to this platform so that we could peruse and explore his work and the directions we should be taking. I'm looking at the Supreme Court judge stepping down and Joe Biden promising to put a sister in his place.
I'm not impressed.
Those types of moves are just to try to appease us as a people, you know, to really throw scrap at us, putting her in the Supreme Court. And what impact is that going to have on our neighborhoods?
I call it gotcha showcasing. It has no pertinent structural difference. It's just showcasing.
But the beauty of it is we have some powerful sisters that they can choose from to be judges. And these women are very powerful.
Exactly. There's a whole bunch of them, too.
You just hope that they make the right decision.
Yeah. Yeah, so choir listen.
Yeah, Patriol and Yansu. Thurgood Marshall was the last of the, I call us, I don't consider Thomas.
They have a different name for him, start with C, but I don't name call some other one.
Okay. We'll see how this sister is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put Mr. Thomas through the ringer when he was being nominated with Anita Hill.
Anita Hill.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what do you say, Kaji?
I'm surprised he made it through.
Hashtag legend. Yeah.
Clarence Thomas.
Clarence C. Thomas. I'm not going to tell you what the C stands for, okay?
Well, he's like that typical Boondocks character. Uncle, what's his name?
Right.
Uncle, oh, man, that's what Ezekiel need to be here. Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reminds me of Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah.
Clarence Thomas.
He's a real joke. A real joke.
But you can see that it's our sisters that's trying to save democracy. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. they're fighting the wrong battle. But they at the forefront, and they fight strong. But our enemy, he know how to keep us at bay.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They make promises that they don't keep, and we keep trusting in their promises.
Well, you know what I say about that country and social media. Tell them anything, but don't do anything. We got warehouses of promises. Give them plenty of them, but don't never keep your word on any. It's true. All right. Well, Katriel Pashuti, you two and the fellow students in Radio Land are ready to get started. I'm ready to get started.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead, Pashuti.
No. I was agreeing.
Okay. These pronounced in Isaiah chapter 21 is in regards to Babylon, Arabia, which is Ishmael, and Edom. Oh, those two are our brothers. One and a half brothers. And these brothers, they show love to haters. So this is what these pronouncements are talking about. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps so that we don't lean to our own understanding. Praise Yah. The desert, thank you, country. The desert of the sea pronounced Babylon. Like the gales that race to Negev. A desert and southern Israel. It comes from the desert. The terrible, unterrible land. A harsh prophecy has been announced to me. The betrayer is betraying. Ravager, ravaging. And there's Elam. Lay siege to the Medes and Elam. And they came from the ancient civilization of modern-day Iran, and the Medes of northern Iran, and they have to come and lay siege against Babylon. I've put an end to all her fighting, Babylon. Therefore, my loins are seized with a trembling. I'm gripped by pains. That's what Babylon was to be gripped by, like a woman in travail. Too anguished to hear, too frightened to see. My mind is confused, just like us, a shudder and panic. My night of pleasure, he, who is he, Yah, has turned to terror, set to table to let the watchman watch. Eat and drink, two up officers, grease the shield. For thus said Yah, for thus my Elohim said to me, go, set up a sentry. Let him announce what he sees. He will see mounted men, horsemen in pairs, riders on asses, riders on camels. He will listen closely, most attentively. And like a lion, he called out, oh, on my Elohim's lookout, I stand ever by day. At my post, I watch every night. And there they come, mounted men, horsemen in pairs. Then he spoke up and said, fallen, fallen is Babylon. And all the images of her gods have crashed to the ground. My threshing, the product of my threshing floor, what I have heard from Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of hosts, that I've told you in regards to Babylon. In addition, he speaks about our brothers, Ishmael and Edom. They call it Arabia and Edom. One of us is a half-brother and one of them is a full brother. And they love to hate us. And the Most High has a pronouncement about them. Umah, I call to you from Seir. She is Edom. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Watchman replied, morning came and so did night. If you would inquire, inquire. Come back again. And it ceased. In the scrub, in the sea, you are large, O caravans of Dinantites, descendants, Arabs, the descendants of the Arabs, Ishmael. Meet the thirsty with water, you who dwell in the land of Tema, the descendants of Ishmael, the Arabs. Greet the fugitives with bread, for they have fled before the swords. Before the whetted sword, before the bow that was drawn, before the stress of war. Thus my Elohim has said to me, in another year, fixed like the year of a high labor, all the multitude of Kedar shall vanish. Now Kedar was the son of Ishmael, shall vanish. The remaining bows of Kedar warriors shall be few in number.
And y'all, so the Elohim,
yes.
Do you know what Kedar means?
I ran across it. Okay, what is it?
Yeah. It means dark-skinned black man. black-skinned man, son of Ishmael, and an Arabian tribe sprung from him.
Exactly.
So we know that Ishmael, his mother was Egyptian.
Right.
She had to be a black woman.
She was black.
Right. So Ishmael's mother took him back to Egypt, and I'm sure he married an Egyptian woman, which is why his son, Kedar, is a black-skinned man.
Exactly. I'm glad you pointed that out, Kartra. That's a very important piece of information that the students need to know. These modern-day Arabs, they were not quite like us, as far as their skin texture is concerned. Not quite like Ishmael and his wife. And Kedar. The remaining bows of Kedar's warriors shall be few in number. For the LM, Yah of Israel, has spoken. I'm cursing. Yah said, I'm going to put a curse on Babylon. I'm going to put a curse on Ishmael and Edom. That's why you don't see too many of them around. There's not that out here, but you know, it's so few of them. Kadriel, so Judy, y'all have the mics.
Well, we know that before the transatlantic slave trade, it was the Arabic slave trade.
Right.
And they followed us into Africa all the way to the West Coast. And they made us submit to Islam. If we didn't submit to Islam, they would kill us.
Exactly.
But these are the things that happen to nations that put their hands on the Most High shoulder nation. Can't just touch the Most High people without consequences. So Babylon is getting it, Esau getting it, and Ishmael getting it. Dealing with the Most High people.
Exactly. Yeah, because he said, I use you, Babylon, but you went overboard.
Just like most of our captives, even our present-day captives, they've definitely gone over them.
Certainly do, Kadra. And that's a good bit of information that students need to know. It's a case of reaping what you sow. What you reap, you will sow. And it's just inevitable. And that should be a caution to some of us, too, out here. Hebrew Israelites, and all nations for that matter. You can run, you can hide, but you're not going to get away from the alien. Your arms are too short to box with y'all. You're going to get knocked out. I can't say it out. Okay? All right.
So, modern nations, modern empires try to bottle themselves after Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
But the most awesome, now behold, here comes a troop of raiders, horsemen and pairs.
Mm-hmm.
And one said, fallen. Fallen is Babylon. And all the images of God are shattered to the ground. And that's why Yah judged the Egyptian because of her idols. He judged Babylon
mm-hmm.
for the same thing. Besides
mm-hmm.
them putting their hands on us. And we
right.
live in a nation right now. They ain't got nothing but idols. And that's the one thing that stirs up the wrath in the Most High. When nations have all these idols that they serve. All the images of our God are shattered to the ground. That's what's going to happen to all the gods that didn't make heaven and earth. That's what the Most High says. The gods that did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from underneath the heavens and the earth. So my downtrodden people and my afflicted of the threshing floor, what have I heard from Yah's hopes, the Elohim of Israel? I make known to you. Because our people have a hope, and we got to know the hope that Yah has provided for us. So we should know what Yah has said and should be listening.
Well, Gautrell,
yeah.
you pointed out something for the nation and the mistreatment of us. But, you know, truth be told, you know, look like Mizraim got a double dose of it, especially when Moses came on the scene and Aaron and their lovely sister came on the scene and those and they had all those plagues sent against them. And not only that, when they chased us and tried to corral us back into captivity, and now they're getting a, we just read, they're getting an added dose of it because of their gods, like you said, Katrina. Most High don't like all these different gods fueling that.
And Pharaoh tried to make us serve him when the Most High already told him, let my son go that he could serve me. You're going to defy the Most High and bring your servants back to Egypt so they can serve you. No, it don't work like that. Huh?
No. It's
so
country.
They got beat up the
yeah.
first time.
Yeah.
But they recovered. And our people, our nation, Judah in particular,
mm-hmm.
leaned on Egypt too much.
Right.
Depended on Egypt too much. Most of us let them break this. Break Pharaoh's arms. Remember we read that? I'll break Pharaoh's arms. You need to know him.
I'm going to study that country. I'm going to break
huh?
not one of them, both arms.
Yeah, both arms. That's what he said, right? Break both of Pharaoh's arms. When the Most High starts making proclamations like that, you better try to get on his good side.
Right. And country, and fellow students, and Sister Hootie, Mizraim ain't never been a powerhouse like it's been. Since the Most High broken his arms.
And we read what happened. The Most High said he'd bring drought, and the fishermen going to be like, yo, where's the fish? And the canals going to dry up. And that's what we see now.
Right. Right. All the nations that were powerful aren't powerful anymore.
They're not,
mm-hmm.
They're not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If they, no nation, man-made nation, will be powerful forever. They have to fall eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't be fearing the nations, knowing that the Most High is in control.
That's right.
Praise Yah.
And they're about to go to war. Russia, the European powers, NATO, and come on now. They only got one planet.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. The way they're talking about
Mars
and
Jupiter. Huh?
I'm sorry, what'd
you say? I know these people trying to get to Mars and the Moon, Jupiter, and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
We only got one planet right here, and they're about to destroy it if they can.
You know, we don't know when it's going to happen because it's been situations similar like this before in the past with other nations. And finally, we kept, at least throughout the 50 years, United States have armed different nations, countries, you know, because of their technology and military is lack. Because right now, the United States is sending supplies to Ukraine. We don't know if this is going to be it. That's what I'm saying. Because it has happened so many times throughout history that costs like wants to put more sanctions on the Soviet Union, the people as well as the leader. We're getting, we're not getting the whole truth of what's going on. We're getting watered down too. We don't know the negotiations. Back then in these wars, major wars, they divided up certain countries as well as Africa. They carved Africa up. So what is their end game? What is Putin's purpose of going into Ukraine?
Well, I think
regardless.
The Soviet Empire.
Well, he may do it, but remember Russia was a huge landmass with its people? And you had Czechoslovakia, Poland, Ukraine. Because even Germany was trying to absorb Austria and Poland, whatever, and they had a deal with Russia of how they were going to carve up certain countries. But then Russia switched over to Britain, the United States, and they agreed to carve up certain things in the European nation. So it's crazy. You need to know a little history about that, too, and how things are flowing up today.
Well, Gog and Magog is set to do what the Most High has them, so they got to have that mind frame like they got, the tension, the animosity toward this Western Hemisphere. And like I said, Gog and Magog is prime and ready to go when the Most High give them the nudge. So whenever it happens, it happens.
Because in a minute, China and Russia seem to be chumming up a little bit, maybe more than we know. Anytime it's been noticed that the American diplomats in Ukraine to leave London, is it just a cautionary? Or they know something. Like I said, we get the water down there.
Right. I agree with you. They're not going to tell us the whole truth. It's called national security. Well, Sister Hootie and Katria, we've done Burning the Midnight Oil, chapter 21 of Isaiah. I'm done. And may the Most High bless us. If you're not done, continue on. If you're done, let's move right along to the next segment of study in the book of Proverbs.
I just found something curious in this chapter.
Which one?
Hold on.
Isaiah, chapter 21.
Okay.
Yeah. It says, in the fifth verse, they set the table, they spread out the cloth, they eat, they drink, rise up, captains, oil the shields. You put oil on their shields?
Yep, keep them from rusting. And then, here's like it is. When you're fighting somebody and you hand-to-hand combat, instead of that shield sticking and whatnot, it's twofold effect. It keeps the shield from getting rusting and keeping. And then you got to push against the guy with your shield, and you can slide it any way you want because the shield it slides.
Right.
So it doesn't.
It's just like
up.
When a boxer puts
right.
Vaseline
exactly.
on his face.
Exactly. You got it, Country. You got it.
Chapter 12. No, 21. Isaiah. Yeah. I found that curious.
Yeah, I knew because I'm a student of history. And not only, most importantly, our history. But, and then being a ex-fighter, not a boxer, but a military man, the usage of that, the understandable, reasonable usage of it. Because when you grease your shield, you're going to be able to slide it off your enemy, slide it off his shield, and stick it, lance it, and so on and so forth. Shaka Zulu had a good one. And Shaka, when he came on, on that shield, they didn't have the hook under the bottom. And they would be just fighting and killing them. And, you know, Shaka broke that shield, that spear, made it short, an asege, I believe. And he had a hook put on the bottom so he could lift his enemy shield up and stab it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all.
You could also say that the oil made the shield shine.
Exactly.
They could blind the enemy if they used it against the sun.
Threefold effect.
Don't cook nothing on it, though.
certainly country, I don't boil no eggs on it, okay?
Okay, I got a joke.
They would be fried eggs, man, fried on the shield. Mm-hmm.
I had to get one in, so you know we love you.
That's okay. I know it's always fun. I'm over here smiling, too.
All right. You're ready, sister. When you're ready.
Okay. I noticed in chapter 12, 13, 14, and 15, all
right.
of it is the righteous and the wicked. All
right.
of the chapter 15 of Proverbs.
Comparisons.
Right. Because, you know,
so you
in these chapters.
Huh? You didn't know. Can't say that you didn't know the difference between right and wrong.
But you know what, Sister Hootie and Katria, I like the first verse right off.
Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. Like that, don't
That's
you?
What they call
yes,
higher
yes,
education, right?
Right.
When you go to higher education, what do they call them? They call them disciplines, huh?
Right.
Now, who
What's
loves
your
instruction? Mm-hmm. Loves knowledge. But he who hates reproof is stupid.
Straight to the point.
Yeah,
oh,
James don't say that.
You're
I got
stupid.
Both versions. I got. I like
you're,
that. I knew you'd
you know,
like that too.
I love it. I love it because such a
But movie. He who
it's,
hates reproof is stupid.
That's straight to the point. I mean, ain't no beating around the bush. You stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can't nobody correct you? You stupid. If can't nobody correct Yum Soup, you stupid. Straight to
two.
The point. Yeah.
The good.
Straight to the point.
Verse 2. The good obtain forever favor from Yum. But the man of wicked devices, he declares wrong. But the man of wicked device declares wrong. I think I'm saying devices. Yep. A man is not established by wrongness, but the root of the righteousness shall not be moved. A capable wife is the crown of her husband, but one causing shame is like rowdiness in his bones. Oh, boy, this one says that. But one cause of shame is like rowdiness in his bones. It's just something that comes to the point, too.
Yeah, I mean, women shouldn't cause their husband shame. And if she's a capable wife, if you say it, she can be a crown to him. You know, but if she's incapable and only causes shame, as you said, the opposite. In a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like rottenness to his bones. That's straight to the point. You can't beat around that.
So a woman can either build you up or she can tear
you
down.
She got a lot of power. Yeah.
She got power. But unfortunately, Sister Hootie and Cartrell, our young sisters have not been taught properly. They've not been taught about their heritage. I'm not talking about no black culture. They have not been taught about the who, what, we, and where, and how. Cause and effect, domino effect. They hadn't been taught anything about how to interact with their husband and our children, for that matter. And so,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, the evidence doesn't lie. Just look at our communities.
Yeah.
I mean, universally speaking, look at our communities. That's unfortunate.
Five.
But you know what, Sister Hootie? Can I... Cartrell, I take that crown. It's significant. It's signifying something. A person wear a crown because it reflects who he is and what he is if he's the king or prince or queen. It reflects their status.
No, she is the crown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said what I said. So his wife should reflect who he is and his status. She can if she chooses to be. I'll show you, she can be that rotten baby. You know where I go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thought she was drinking some Vernon. The thoughts of the righteous are right ruling. The counsels of the wrong are deceit. The words of the wrong are lie in wait for blood. But the mouth of a straight delivers him. The wrong are overthrown and are no more.
There you go, Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
But the house of the righteous stands.
You either walk in one path or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no in between.
A man is praised according to his wisdom, but the perverted of heart becomes despised.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Truth be told, Katrina.
Say Donald Trump, huh?
Donald J. Trump. And it's J. And I wouldn't say that the J is for Joker, but it sounds good. Donald Joker Trump.
Nine, better to be highly esteemed than have a servant than the highly esteemed who lacks bread.
I like that one.
Better to be lightly esteemed and have, oh no, highly esteemed, oh, who lacks bread. I read it right. The righteous regards life of his beast.
His animals. And that's why, you know, I was talking to someone about cruelty and how you mistreat animals is reflective on you. And a dog, a cat, a bird, just animals in general. How you treat animals is reflective of your character.
Oh, yeah, because it says, but the compassion of the wrong is cruelty. He who tills his land is satisfied with bread, but he who pursues vanities are lacking heart.
Ooh. Uh-oh. That's what's not telling us he should be on the land, working the land?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what are we doing?
Spartan.
I said, otherwise, what are we doing?
We're devoid of understanding. We don't have understanding.
Yeah. No, we don't.
One who works his land will have plenty of bread. You ain't dependent on nobody else but the work that you put in on your land. But one who pursues worthless things lacks sense.
Democratic Party, Republican Party, Black Lives Matter, LBGTQ, XYZ, trying to get you and me, and so on and so forth.
And who's feeding us? Are we feeding ourselves?
Our oppressors are feeding us.
Okay.
That's why we're not in control of our food source. And when you're not in control of your food source, you're at the mercy of your enemies.
Oh.
12. The wrong shall covet the catch of evildoers. But the root of righteousness yields fruit.
Hmm.
In the transgression of the lips is an evil snare, but the righteous get out of distress. Hmm.
Can we go back up to 13? See, that's why I tell, we just read that, you read that in Proverbs, many words. We need to be very cognizant and circumspect of the words we said, the words, because when they come out of your mouth, you can't get them back. It's just like taking a pillow up into the fifth floor of an apartment building, full of feathers, and let them go. Try as you may to get every feather back, you're not going to get every feather back. And so that's why we need to be cognizant of the words we said. Think before you speak. And then say less as possible during the course of your conversation.
And you know, from the fruit of his mouth, one is filled with good. You know, by the fruit of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the work of a man's hands is given back to him. Okay?
Reap what you sow. Reap what you sow.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he who listens to advice is wise.
Not too many people who are wise or fools, but God.
No.
Certainly not. Certainly not. Because as the next verse that Sister Hootie about to read will show reflective of their character. Go ahead, Sister Hootie.
Because it says the fool's wrath is known at once.
Let's go to Fool's Book. The evidence doesn't lie.
But a clever one covers shame. He who speaks truth declares righteousness. But a false witness is deceit. Rash speaking is like piercing of a sword. But the tongue of the wise is healing. The lip of truth is established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. Isn't that something fleeting?
Praise Yah. Praise Yah.
The seed
is that's why America's in trouble.
Huh?
That's why America's in trouble. Because they don't do nothing but lie.
See, because deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil.
Donald J. Trump. And his cohort.
See, this is what, I said, I don't know why I want to call you Kayla Sartre. But
you're calling me a dog. Okay. Calling me a dog.
Caleb?
Means dog.
It
does? Yes, it does.
Well, I like dogs, but I ain't trying to call you one. I ain't know that.
Yeah.
No, Caleb was a good man in the nation.
So I know.
Mose stick the dog on him. Caleb.
That's why I got a frown.
That's a good thing coming from Caleb. Mose said Joshua and Caleb. Who let them dogs out? Mose. Okay.
Woo. Woo. I just love that. Oh, Cotriel, that is your name. Mm-hmm.
17, I believe.
Okay. He's, I'm going to go over it. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. Rash speaking is like piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is healing. The lip of truth is established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but counselors, this is what we need more, but counselors of peace have joy. No harm befalls the righteous. That's why I always pray, no harm come to you or I. We do no harm to others.
Praise Yah.
Because no harm befalls the righteous. But the wrong shall be filled with evil. Lying lips are abomination to the Creator. But those who deal truly are his delight. So we are his delight when we do right. A clever man is concealing knowledge. But the heart of fools proclaims folly.
You better say it, Fool's Book.
Yeah. And I let you know, you can't dispense knowledge to everybody. Everybody doesn't appreciate it, which is why it says a prudent man conceals knowledge. Why would he conceal knowledge? Because if you speak to fools, they're going to be proclaiming foolishness after the jewel you probably just gave them.
That's always, that's what I usually say, be wise. And when you talk to people, because you can give them jewels and they'll turn it around and make it twist. They twist the words. Let's put it like that.
Amen.
Okay.
You know what Yao Su says, right?
Uh-huh.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
The hand of the hard worker rules, but the lazy is put in mandatory labor. Here it says but it means mandatory labor. This is the one I like because I do deal with it sometimes. 25. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression.
The Most High is telling you a medical diagnosis. Hootie and fellow student Cartrell. This is a medical mental diagnosis by the Most High. And let it anxiety to rest. That's why the Most High said, put away your anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in me. Because you know what I said? One thing, Katya, I'm going to give you mic. It doesn't matter because it doesn't mean nothing because the Most High is in charge of it. Stop being filled with anxiety. Go ahead, Katya.
I want to go back to the 24th verse.
Okay.
Because that's so important.
Okay.
It says, the hand. The hand.
I'm going to get my mask. Cartrell over there sneezing.
Ocean Cartrell, man.
Let me go get my mask. Cartrell over there coughing.
No, he need Ocean Cartrell. You don't need your mask. He needs some Ocean Cartrell.
I'm sorry.
You okay? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay.
It says, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy hand will be put to forced labor.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to rule, you have to be diligent. It doesn't fall in your lap. You have
mm-hmm.
to put in the discipline in order to be authority over people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're lazy and I want to do that, somebody going to put you to work.
Yep, mandatory. It's going to be forceful.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's acquainted to 250 here in Detroit. Blue Cross Blue Shield workers left because it was mandatory for them to, I'm going to be a different subject. That may be a different subject, but I'm saying. So many people are leaving their jobs because they're forced to take that vaccine.
But even that 25th verse, where it says, anxiety in a person's heart weighs it down. Bible says, you trust the person. But a good word makes it glad.
Makes
so
them glad.
They got books on positive thinking. The
mm-hmm.
power of positive thinking. The Psalms help us with
mm-hmm.
Good words because it gives
mm-hmm.
us hope. So when you you have to pursue good words.
Right.
And Cartrell and Sister Yehudi and fellow students,
mm-hmm.
that's why when I'm in the public site, when I'm going on the Red Cross calls, or when I deal with people in general, I don't try to put any more toxicity on them than what they already got wearing them down. You know, if I'm not going to say anything good, kind to them, I'm not going to say anything.
None at all, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was taught. None at all. I'm going to repeat 25. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes them glad. 26. The righteous is a guide to his neighbor. But the way of the wrong leads them astray. The lazy one has no gain. But the hard worker prizes his possessions. And the way of righteousness is life. And in it, its pathway, there is no death.
Praise God. Praise God.
Does that make sense?
In this past, and there is no death.
It
in the way
sense.
Of life.
Everybody dies, don't they?
No. Well, yeah, they,
everybody
they
dies.
But a permanent death, yeah, everybody sleeps. But a permanent death, well, King Darwin said, restore my soul for your name's sake, if that was the case. So there's hope and restoration of the righteous. There's no hope and restoration of the wicked.
That's life and death on a higher level that we don't really understand.
Exactly. It has spiritual connotation, Cartrell, fellow students, and Sister Yehudi. Like Cartrell said, it's on a higher frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to concede to him on that point. And I can't steal his idea, because that was Cottrell's idea. I'm just adding on to what Cottrell said.
Right. So hopefully, as we read the Proverbs of King Solomon, which are loaded with wise words,
yes,
it will be good to heal us. Because what does it say? It says something about healing. I'm
looking for it. That's okay. You looking for that? But the tongue, I found some. The tongue of the wise is healing. That's in 18, part of 18. The tongue of the wise is healing. Words of righteousness is healing.
Yes.
Because the lip of truth is established forever.
Because
Remember we talked about how his word go out. It doesn't matter how people react to it. It goes forth regardless. It stands. It doesn't falter. It doesn't weigh. It doesn't sway. It stands very firm.
That was it. 18.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's one who speaks rashly, like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
Okay.
So the more we read King Solomon, it should be bringing healing to us.
Right.
Because these are some of the wisest words we've ever read. We've never learned this type of wisdom in Western institutions. They call King Solomon the wisest man to ever live. So we pray that his words bring healing. Hopefully people are receiving this healing through understanding, because that understanding and wisdom brings us closer to the Most High.
You know, every parent, I'm just going to be generalized, but parents, this is rephrase it, want their children to do better, to be smarter. And when I read through the scriptures, to the Most High did his laws, his commands out of love, there were a lot of forgiveness. He's so long suffering, our Creator, in terms of putting up with our nonsense. And when I read, this should be a lesson. Like many times you said that, Cottrell. Do we absorb this lesson, impute it in our lives, eternalize it? And if we're true to form of what we understand when he gives us these through the words of the prophets and of King Solomon, King Dawood, and various people, it is noticeable. It may not be noticeable. Somebody going to come up and say, oh, you Israel, you this, you that. But it's certain way. It's a certain way they approach you that you know with that energy that they're approaching you positive. And not negatively, because it's the aura that you carry of the Most High. So as parents, we want our children to be better, to have that aura, to have the thing that we taught them. And then along the way, we have discussions, because we all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. But a good parent, a good person goes back and discuss or ask questions, you know? So when I look at our Creator, he wants us to improve. He wants us just reading the Word while we're here, while we're breathing. Don't wait till your deathbed and you get what, crucifix and all that mess. That don't make sense. You're on your deathbed. You can't do something. You know, why not throughout the life? This is why. His principle is all over the world. Why, you got people living in our times back then, you know, live 200-400 years. To live 100, I said it before, live 110, 120 is a blessing to us, because that's all we know in our time. But you got people dying at different ages. Bottom line is thankful that we can get up every morning, put our foot in front of us, and then we act accordingly to the people we love and the people we don't know have that aura about us. And sometimes we're not going to get positive feedback. That's okay. You know, positive would be better. Come on.
Right.
Yes.
Words matter. Words matter.
That's what I'm saying. You can give an example. how we raise our children that I'm acquainted with the Most High. He wants his children to do better, to be better, to treat each other better.
So we need to be cognizant, Sister Hootie. Mm-hmm. It's a word that comes out of our mouth. All of us
mm-hmm.
need to be cognizant of the words that comes out of our mouth. Because as I said, it's like going up to a fifth floor on a staircase, opening up a pillow full of feathers, and on a windy day, and opening it up, then it dawned upon you, I need those feathers. I got to get them back. You're not going to get them all back. Be careful of the words coming out your mouth. Words are important.
That's true.
Well, hopefully, as we attain wisdom, the words that we speak will begin to heal our people because we need a lot of healing in our community.
And we heal ourselves, too, in the process.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that, Sister Hootie. You're right.
Uh-huh.
It has a reciprocal effect.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you're putting out good words, you're getting back good words, good vibes.
Because it does make, I was diagnosed with anxiety, with depression.
Right.
And the love I've had was my gardening, either floral or growing food, vegetables,
right.
Fruits.
Right.
And my blood pressure was down. My cholesterol was down. Everything was in good shape. Because even the doctors and therapists that I had take my blood pressure and different things, I couldn't get to the doctor, was amazed at my blood pressure. And here I got all this on me because I was also, I said, because I'm also, the, as my grandchildren say, playing the dirt. I do something I love. And it relaxes you. Some people like to hear music. Some people like to take walks or jog, ride bicycle, read a book. Changing their diet, because I know when I eat, like if I juice, well, I buy it, I feel juicy. I like today they were saying it's higher cleaning than juicing. It's fun when you put it all together, but then you got to break it apart and clean it. Anyway, you feel better when you juice or certain, you know, ginger or whatever. I'm just pointing out certain things people do to decrease their depression and anxiety. They're doing what they love. And it's nothing that's going to cost a lot of money but more time. Remember that saying, I got more time than money?
Right.
And even in the winter, people will find different activities to do. So we can imagine Israel did a lot of things. And just think, we got to get out of the old way, but know the old way in anything we do. And learn the new. We need to learn both. In the physical, in the psychological, and whatever. So, I'm just amazed. My words are just, that we have a creator that is so giving. And yet, we keep hurting ourselves. We just keep hurting ourselves. You know, sometimes I just want to shake them and say, look, as you see.
And Sister Hootie, not only ourselves, and our each other. Because what is that saying? He said, hurt people, hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of hurt people, hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not utilizing
mm-hmm.
what, right, they're not utilizing what the Most High says. So they're hurt people, they're hurting people.
But there are people who may not know what we know, but utilizing the principles. That's what I was saying earlier.
Right. Exactly.
When I was thinking about just Betty White, her age, and various people, Sidney Poitier, just people that we are knowing in the entertainment, but there's people that aren't, that are grassroots workers that live. One lady in the neighborhood lived to be 100. Now everybody want to know the secret. And the first thing came out of her mouth is she mentioned God. Now, even though we may say, well, she's not worshiping the God, but she's using the principle. That's what I'm saying. If we use the principle, because he said somewhere in the scriptures, we're going to get jealous. He's going to use the people to make us jealous. He already did it with the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
They think they came out of Egypt. Seriously. And then you got nations that are doing great. They happen to be Caucasians and some people of color that are living the principles. When are we going to start living the principles? That's the beginning. And that broadens our right.
Truth be told.
Why can't we go, if you want to go to Colorado or if you want to go out of the state as visiting, it's not being European. We travel. There's so much we don't know about ourselves.
Exactly.
And we keep saying, even Cottrell saying, what we invented should tell you something. The street lights, the gas mask. We even invented the type of saddle for a horse. A lot of people think it was the Arab. Nope. But yet we got to argue. We got to argue about. We got to learn how to live as Israel people, even in this destruction. Because like you say, you can't walk around with anxiety and depression. Who to say it does? And a lot of us are sick. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes him glad. We need to start thinking positive to one another. Hello.
What's What is your closing commentary?
That was it, basically. We need to start speaking positive to one another.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Ewing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Cottrell, our dear brother and friend, what's your closing remarks and a commentary?
I just want to give thanks and praise to the Most High for allowing us to attain this wisdom and this understanding, because we need it so bad. We've been brainwashed and we got that Stockholm syndrome. We have to learn our ancient ways, the ways of our ancient fathers. And it's so beautiful. What you see is a life of peace, a life of tranquility, long life when you're doing the right thing by Yah. We know that Yah is watching because you do reap what you sow. So it's best to sow righteousness like we're learning. It seems like common sense, but common sense is uncommon these days. So we ask that these words don't go in one ear and out the other, that we do take them to heart so that we can begin to heal ourselves and begin to heal our people. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well, I don't have too much of a commentary. Other facts that praise and thanksgiving to Yah, as Cottrell alluded to, giving us the opportunity to study together, to see it from Yah's perspective, and to restore, and because of that, have the opportunity to ask Yah to restore our soul for his name's sake. And if we have any kind of mental illness or physical illness, pray to the Most High and ask him to restore your health for his name's sake. And give us a new heart, a new spirit in order to finish these studies, complete them, and go right back over and glean everything we can from these studies and have a good relationship with one another, as the Most High would have us to be, and say words of kindness. And if you can't say a kind word, don't say anything at all. Just like Sister Hootie said, her mother said, if you can't say nothing good, don't say anything. It's true. May the Most High bless you. May the Most High direct you in order to get steps. Furthermore, Sister Hootie and Cottrell, I'd like to give you parting gifts. No, we will not be sending you them by UPS. But the only thing you have to do is go, turn to the East, raise your hand and ask the Most High in supplication. Give you a new heart and a new spirit. And make a vow to him. You will praise him. You know what I say when I pray? I will praise your name in the great assembly. If I ask for restore my soul, I will praise your name in the great assembly. If you restore my health, I will praise your name in the great assembly. If you give me a new heart and new spirit, I will praise your name in the great assembly. Make that vow and keep that vow. Well, may the Most High bless each of you. May you learn to follow his footsteps, his pathway, which is his footsteps. not Yamsu, not Cartrail, not Sushihuti. Most High, footsteps is your pathway. Follow him. And if you don't believe what we just studied together, study for yourself. Don't rely entirely on us. That ain't our job. Our job Our job is to bring you to the Most High attention. It's your job to continue your studies with us and with us. We love you. May the Most High bless you. So, Shahudi, Kadriel, do you have anything to say? Good night, Shalom, or whatever it's to be.
Good night, family.
Good night, family. Good
night, family.
Shalom. May the Most High bless you. We love you. Shalom. And good night.
Get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all. Among those loved the most, you know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner, who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe, I believe. We're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. A true, true believe.